The Florida Job Growth Grant Fund was created during a special legislative session last summer as a compromise between Governor Rick Scott and House leaders. At issue was the House's desire to scrap Enterprise Florida and other economic development programs.
This new fund is the first of its kind and was created specifically to address infrastructure and workforce training needs, two major factors that businesses consider when choosing an ideal location.
The fund cannot be used for projects which provide exclusive benefits to single businesses.
The Florida Job Growth Grant Fund provides even more resources and opportunities for businesses to succeed today and well into the future. I look forward to continuing to work with CareerSource Florida and our local partners to make our state the number one destination for job creation and opportunity.
For House Speaker Richard Corcoran, the issue is accountability and oversight, which he says already exists with the governor and legislature.
He's elected, the legislature's elected, we go in every single year. All those things can be looked at, but they're broad-based benefits to the entire state. And we do that with projects. Members do it.
Corcoran has said the new fund will free up the governor to cut through unnecessary bureaucracy, regulation, and red tape to improve infrastructure and education, in turn leading to greater job growth and opportunity.
There was no going back. There was no consequences for if they didn't do it right. There was no finding out who the builder or the subcontractor was. It was just a line item in the budget because a member asked for it that went to an entity with zero oversight. And now we're going to say, because we can do that, the governor shouldn't be able to do that on projects that he thinks are beneficial to the entire state? Doesn't make sense.
The proposals, ranging from $24,000 to $25 million, must be forwarded to the governor for approval. But so far, that has not happened.
I would love to see the speed of government happen faster. Next month, I will have been in office 3 years. That has been something that has been an adjustment period for me, coming from being a private business owner. In government, it doesn't necessarily work that way.
Rob Williamson chairs the Santa Rosa County Commission. The county has two proposals on the table. One is for $15.2 million to cover expansion of Whiting Aviation Park's recruitment of aerospace firms.
It would be unique in the country having an industrial park with shared airspace with a naval installation. This would be something that would definitely set us apart to really help us go after some companies that bring high-paying jobs, well above the median average here.
The other seeks $21 million for the East Milton Water Reclamation Facility. The upgrade is needed, says Williamson, because of the growth in the three local industrial parks.
Which is a good problem to have. Companies want to invest in our county and that they see the value in coming here. Unfortunately, we're starting to push up against the limit of our capacity, and that would take us in the other direction. It would have growth slowing.
Completion of that proposal would also bring more protection for the Blackwater River. Another proposal is for about $16 million to upgrade the wastewater treatment plant in Freeport. The requests are divided into public infrastructure and workforce grants, 81 infrastructure totaling $1.1 billion and 80 workforce at $121 million. Those numbers could go up as corrected paperwork comes in. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.